Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Marie Agass Bonney, date of birth 10-1-1966, date of procedure November 29, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Kenneth Bagee. Physician performing is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, DO. Indications are encounter for colon cancer screening, comma, heartburn. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, indications we talked about. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, status per anesthesia services monitor for anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. A retroflex was obtained in the cardia, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach, forward withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of a appendiceal orifice, cecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, iliac, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score was poor, with a Boston bowel prep score of 4, 1-2-1. Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Number one, there was an unremarkable proximal mid-esophagus. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus to rule out GERD changes. Next line, there was evidence of gastroparenchyma in the antrum and body. Both were biopsied for histology separately. Next line, there was duodenal erythema noted in the bulb. Biopsies are obtained for histology. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was pandiverticulous coli. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp removed. With cold biopsy polypectomy, next line, there was a significant amount of stool burden that was green and fibrous with inability to irrigate and suction as this clogged the scope. This was particularly located in the right colon and the left colon. Boston bowel prep score was 4, 1-2-1. Graded 4. Next time there was evidence of grade 1 hemorrhoids on retroflexion. Approximately 10 to 15 centimeters from the average, there appeared to be an extrinsic compression on the sigmoid colon slash rectal area, period. Next line, plan follow-up, biopsy pathology, next line. Would recommend repeat colonoscopy next available within the next at least 4 to 6 weeks, next line. Follow-up in office is scheduled, next line. Would recommend a two-day prep, next line. Given extrinsic compression noted in the rectal sigmoid area, would recommend CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation. Next line, we'll discuss increasing the dosage of Linzess, as patient mentioned that this was not helpful, period. Metamucil is being used currently and is providing some relief, period.